Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lee, Democrats keep telling us that they want to shut down, that Trump is a fascist.
Well, yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. Trump's a fascist, but they don't really define what fascism is. I mean, like, if we had to live with the full horror of fascism, say, like, all the time, what might that be like? And Joy Reid was being interviewed. This is a podcast that she was on. And that came up, like, okay, what kind of fascism are we talking? Like, what would that be like to have to live under this terrible system? Because, you know, they're really not very clear about what that system is like. Well, you'll never believe how she described this horrific system that we would all have to live under. That there's a reason why she doesn't really explain it. And why the Democrats don't really explain. So here she's talking about what it is like to live under that awful system. See if you want to live under this system or not. Where it's very fascist. And this is the one she says we're being conditioned for. We're being, prepared to go to with all these horrific things that Donald Trump is doing. Take a listen.
Is that if you go back before the 20th century, there were no income taxes, there were no regulations on business, you could earn as much money as you want, leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes.
Right.
That's the world they want back. And to get it back, they need society to change. They need people to be less modern. They need people to want fewer things.
When she said, okay, I understand what that last part, she says, we need people to want fewer things. What is she talking about? She's talking about welfare recipients.
Yeah.
She's talking about those who live off the dole. She's not talking about regular people. Wait. I can pass what I save and toil and labor for on to my children without having to give a cut to a Democrat NGO? Uh-huh. No, that's fascism. No, that's the way it was in America. This is actually very powerful, Lee. I can remember when I first got into politics, being shocked by one central thing that I had no idea. I'd gone all the way through school, no idea. I just got interested in politics and start, trying to find stuff out, learning stuff. And I was a couple of years in before I learned this. I'm embarrassed to admit. You know, we didn't have an income tax when this country started.
Right.
Yeah. There was no income tax. Went on for years and years like that.
Until I believe 1913.
Yes. Bingo. Because the founders intended to fund the government through tariffs.
Yeah.
That shot me to my core. I had no idea. And then you start reading the founding fathers. They thought an income tax was slavery.
Mm-hmm.
They fought that thing viciously. They wouldn't even consider it. That was like an anathema. And again, like you said, we had took a constitutional amendment to do it. It was only supposed to be temporary. It had
right.
to do World War One, and
right.
that worked out.
Yeah, exactly.
So when she's saying what people want, We want, she's saying our side, they want, this is sneaky, we want freedom, we want individual liberty, we want to work for ourselves, and not so that Stacey Abrams can have another $1 billion in her NGO when they throw the gold bars off the ship.
Is that if you go back before the 20th century, there were no income taxes, there were no regulations on business, you could earn as much money as you want, leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes.
Right.
That's the world they want back. And to get it back, they need society to change. They need people to be less modern. They need people to want fewer things.
Can you imagine? So when I hear that, I think about this. How it would be for you, for me, Lee, all of us, right? How much further along financially we would be if we didn't spend, what, 20% of our income on taxes, 30% of our income on taxes?
Yeah.
I'm talking just federal.
Yeah.
I mean, game changer. You'd probably be in a higher income bracket. You'd probably have a much nicer house.
Less debt.
Less debt.
If any.
If any. I mean, this is life, quality of life changing stuff. You would have maybe been on vacations that the family would always cherish. You'd maybe have a fund with college pretty much paid for. So when you hear how she talks about it, she's outraged because they view that not as your money, but as their money. And this is a party. Remember, Stacey Abrams, again, had never managed more than $100,000 in an account. They gave her more than $1 billion. And it said two things. She had to go through a special training to learn how to handle that much money. And she was required within 30 days to pass it through to other Democrat NGOs. And at the pass-through point, remember the way that it was written, these grants, the EPA and these other federal agencies could no longer monitor the money. So we don't know where it went. So when she hears, when Joy Reid hears, you get to keep your money, what she means is the NGOs don't get it. Her friends don't get it. They don't get to use it in the campaigns. I mean, when you have Kamala Harris take a $6 billion check to Bethesda, Maryland, to drop it off to a group of Democrat-run NGOs, where everybody running these NGOs or in the leadership was either a staffer of Barack Obama or Joe Biden, that is theft. That is institutionalized theft. And these people had gotten so selfish and so greedy that, you know, they scream and yell about Trump's supposed army when he's just going out there, mainly rounding up people involved in human trafficking with cartel connections. That's who he's ripping out of these cities. That you want to talk about a criminal enterprise. They were going to unleash an army of 80,000 IRS agents, more than doubling the size of the IRS. That would have been one agent for every dozen U.S. taxpayers full time. And what do? They want to force, like, you know, Venmo and all of these transaction companies to turn over every single transaction to the IRS. Why? They had learned how to loot the Treasury. They had figured it out, and they didn't want you hiding that little bit of money from them that you might have made part-time, you know, being an Uber driver. That you might have made part-time mowing lawns as part of your gig because they wanted it in their NGOs. That's what she's talking about. That's what she means. That's how they think. Instead, we didn't get an IRS army, did we? Huge difference.
Yes. Well, what she's talking about is Marxism. It's not fascism.
It's our money. It's not your money. What makes you think you can keep it? Here's the, and what's so amazing to me is what she's describing sounds so wonderful. It sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
With the debt they've run up, we'll probably never get there.
True.
But it sounds like an absolute dream, and she's horrified by it. That is so telling.
No, and she's not accurate either, because there were government regulations on businesses, and anyway,
just not extreme regulations
like they are
like
now.
The Democrats want, so that you're just basically paralyzed.
Where you have
like
a government agency that can pretend that a little puddle of water that shows up on your yard when it when it rains is a protected area.
So they can come in and have dominion
and tell
over your
you,
land.
Exactly, and tell you what you can do with your property. Why should I not be able to enjoy the fruits of my labors?
I don't know. She doesn't say.
Yeah. Well, it's because she's a Marxist.
Yeah. She wants to enjoy the fruits of your labors
yes.
with all her friends because
right.
they know best.
Yes.
And that's fascism. She's, by the way, she's describing what this fascist system would be like. So when they scream fascism, understand what they actually mean. By the way, just a little history there. This, they keep tying this in a historically inaccurate way to Hitler when they call us Hitler, Hitler, right. Hitler, Hitler. I'm sorry.
Hitler was a Nazi.
He was not a free market capitalist. He was a socialist.
Mussolini was the fascist.
Yes. Hitler was a socialist. And if you had said to Hitler, why are you a Nazi? He would have said, if you go back in a time machine, what is a Nazi? Because they didn't call themselves Nazis. The New York Times coined that phrase.
Right.
They called themselves the National Socialist German Workers Party. But they loved socialism in these newsrooms and did at the time. And socialism was kind of hip here in America during the rise of the Nazis, as it was all over the world. So they had to change the name. And so they used the acronym N-A-Z-I in America. But if you go back to Nazi Germany and you'd, you know, found somebody with that swastika on their shoulder and you say, hey, well, you know, are you a Nazi? They'd be like, what's a Nazi? I'm a National German Socialist. But they couldn't allow the word socialist to be tarred. Hitler wouldn't go let you keep all that money. He's a socialist. Yet they conflate these things and take advantage of Americans' ignorance of history.
Yes.
Because all they have, Lee, are lies. That's all they have. That's all they have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, some righteous brothers. And speaking of which, this may be your last chance to see them, their farewell tour. Yeah, coming to the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium Saturday. Golly, that music was great. Can you hear the innocence, like, just oozing? Anyway, Saturday, October 11th. What a different time in America where this was pop culture. Yeah, well, you can relive it. Right now, you can win a pair of tickets right now, courtesy of Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. We'll take the first caller, 800-905-0989. We'll give away another pair tomorrow. In the meantime, you can buy tickets for you and your sweetie as well. And of course, Bobby Hatfield, who's the lead singer, did pass back in 2003, but they've got a new lead singer. He's great, Bucky Hurd, and pretty indistinguishable from the original. So The rest of the band's still intact, though. So again, October 11th, 2025, Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. Buy your tickets or win them now. Okay. When that music was popular, they didn't have stuff like Antifa. Do you see what's going on? Andy Ngo breaking this news, probably the most foremost Antifa reporter. That's why they gave him a brain bleed. They had to put him in a coma while he recuperated from that. That's who the Democrats are. That's who their shock troops are. Antifa was just caught. They say it's not real, which is weird because they are running a training camp in Philadelphia. That includes, here's the different seminars they put you through in the training camp. Invisibility for cyberpunks, hiding from drones, thermal and night vision, seed saving practices, safety planning for parties, and orgies, because they're Democrats and everything eventually turns into an orgy with the Democrats. No, seriously, that's been a theme on the show. That's how it is. You think that sounds crazy? No, it's not. All right, what do we just, opened the beginning of the week in Virginia. There is a creep-tastic sophomore who says he's a girl, but he likes to wear really tight pants to show off his junk. And he goes into the changing room, not the bathroom, the changing room when the girls are changing. It's public school. He just stares. And that, you know, creepy, menacing way. So you know what the school has done? Did you hear this in the beginning of the week? Told the girls to change faster. And said he has his rights to stand there. Now, eventually, he's a sophomore. He likes to go and watch the freshman girls. They said, okay, there's an age difference there. He can only stare at the sophomore girls and drool with the tight pants and the lump in the pants. You know what I mean? We used to arrest people like that. There's peeping Tom ordinances, but now we celebrate. It's great. You gotta love this. Moms for Liberty Mom did this. And folks, we need to do this. Stripped down to almost nothing during a school board meeting. Now, she was wearing a bikini. It was not big, but she was wearing a bikini. This is at a California school board protest meeting in Yolo County. This is Davis Joint Unified School District. And she's right. We should do this. If it is okay, no, celebrated for boys fully intact and girls to get naked together, why can't we do it at school board meetings? I don't know. It's all one big orgy by the time they're done. Let's just get it on. Come on. And you got to love, listen, I love when parents do this. Because what honestly is the difference? If you have to change in front of a fully intact boy who can even ogle you if he wants, why don't we all just strip down into school board meeting? What does it matter? And you got to love how these school board members react to this. They're hypocrites.
This school district is saying that depending on a child's transgender identity, that they can pick which bathroom they want. We have children self-identifying into different bathrooms just based off of their...
No, you cannot.
I have my bathing suit on. Excuse me. This is allowed.
We're going to recess.
It should be. Let's just all get naked together. Why not? It's the Democrat way. It's just debauchery in the end. Good for her. The worst is the changing rooms, though. It's really bad. Okay. Coming up on the show, I've got so much to do and I've only got half an hour left. Holy cow. I wanted to explain and where this 1.3, 1.4 million illegal immigrants on Medicaid came from exactly. And you got to understand that to understand why the Democrats are fighting so hard for them now. Do you remember this? This is on Fox News. This is the CEO of Valor Corporation, DOGE volunteer Antonio Gracias. Remember when I played this for you? He's on Fox News with Steve Doocy. And he's talking about what they found and what the Democrats were doing. We now know why they gave these illegals those free phones. You don't get a free phone. Just the illegals do. So they can track them. They can figure out where they live, stay in contact with them, and mail them illegally their social security numbers, thus backdoor signing them up for Medicaid. This is who Trump is stripping off the rolls, and they needed a legal change to do it. Not because Biden wasn't breaking the law. He was. They had to close the loopholes. This is where that number comes from. Notice it's the same number that the Republicans are talking about today, the 1.3 million illegal immigrants and their families. It's more than 1.3 million individuals on Medicaid that the Democrats are demanding be restored. Here's the Valor CEO talking about this.
That's a jaw-dropping number. Where do all those people come from?
Well, it's it made my jaw drop, too, when I saw it. You know, we were in Social Security looking for fraud, waste, and abuse. And to do that, we actually looked at the enumeration system, the system by which people get numbers in America. And we found that there were just about 5+ million of them that came to the country as illegals and then got through an automatic system, Social Security numbers, so they get into our benefit systems. And we tracked that through and found that they were on the benefit programs. And just because we were curious, we then looked to see if they were on the voter rolls. And we found in a handful of cooperative states that there were thousands of them on the voter rolls and that many of them had voted.
Here's how it goes. You come over the country, you're here illegally. They give you your court date. They give you your free phone. Then they say apply for your work permit. When you apply for your work permit, which, by the way, legally Biden can't give out, but was. It's not authorized by Congress. When you apply for your work permit, it comes in the mail, and then your Social Security number does too. Now you're indistinguishable from an American. And then, hey, you want some free health care? Here's some free health care. Vote Democrat! And so the big, beautiful bill that passed a while back closed all of that, closed all those loopholes, kicked those people off the rolls. That is what the Democrats are doing the shutdown over. They want them put back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anybody notice what's going on here? Anybody paying attention to Russia? The Russians are paying attention to what we're doing in Russia. These Tomahawk missiles that Trump's now toying with sending, giving to Ukraine. If you're watching me, you see me put Ukraine in air quotes because they're not going to Ukraine. Kremlin just issued a warning. Declared they are at war with the EU and NATO. That's us. And they've got a point in question for Donald Trump. Trump is saying he will sell the Tomahawks to to Europe slash Ukraine slash NATO. Sell them. But there's a problem with that because they would dramatically escalate the conflict. And the problem is this. You can't just drop some tomahawks off, in front of the Ukrainian palace there where Zelensky lives. It doesn't work this way. And the Kremlin is asking a pointed question. I want to know the answer, too. Because these are long-range weapons that would, for the first time, allow Ukraine, and it's really NATO, Ukraine didn't fight in this thing, to hit Moscow. That's a potentially catastrophic escalation. So Trump is saying, well, you know, we'll sell them. Well, but the problem is this, and this is point blank what the Kremlin asked this week. Who can launch these missiles? We gonna do it? Because when you get to this level of military hardware, I mean, we're talking Tomahawk cruise missiles, they can't just launch them themselves. Dmitry Peskov, spokesperson for the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, questioned whether America would be involved in targeting or launching the weapons if they end up in Ukraine. He said they will consider it an act of war and they will retaliate, not against NATO, against us. Again, they've got a range of about 1,000 miles to put Moscow within the reach of Ukraine's forces. Let them hit military targets, but also air bases, armament factories, and others inside of Russia. Now, here's what terrifies me. We have been hitting Russia. We blew up their gasoline pipeline to Hungary. And you even had the Hungarian foreign minister go, what the hell do we do to you? What did we do? We needed that. It's cold here in the winter. Why did you blow it up? And when he said it, he was directing it toward us. Because we did it. We're NATO. There is no Ukraine Air Force. There's none. It's us. It's our generals running this stuff out of Badenburg, Germany. And to some extent, you've got, you know, British generals as well helping us. We need to answer this question before those tomahawks go in that direction. Because there's no good way for Ukraine to launch them. Moscow knows this. Ukraine can't launch them. They're going to need, at a minimum, our training and our targeting. Our satellites. And Russia is right to be up in arms about this. Because what we have been doing, if you read Indian media, you could read a lot of this, and I've tracked this for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, I just get just absolutely exasperated by it. I don't even think Trump knows he's doing it. We keep bombing the heck out of Russia. We even, well, I say we, it's NATO, but it's us. We even hit a children's school. When that happens, Putin responds 100% of the time. We fly our drones in, he flies his in. Then Trump keeps coming back and saying, why are you being aggressive? Why are you doing, because we just did it to you. He always responds in the like, and that's what terrifies me with us now selling tomahawks that we know damn well the Ukrainians do not have the ability to launch themselves. That means we'll be launching them. What are we doing? And the Kremlin is saying, look, we know you launched this stuff. We know you send the drones. We know you blew up the pipeline. We know you did all of it. We know they've hit multiple gas, natural gas outlets. We've hit civilian areas. When you do that, Putin will fly back in and blow you up. And then Trump says, he's not cooperating. Well, Trump's undermining him, and I'm not convinced Trump knows that. This is terrifying. And I'm scared to death that what's happening is Keith Kellogg is advising Trump, and Trump is not getting the other side story. When he talks about this, I don't think he understands the level of aggression and the bombing that he and NATO have been doing inside Russia. In fact, I'm convinced he doesn't. I pray he understands what it means to send them tomahawks. That's suicidal. We need to stay the heck out. You want to sell them drones that they don't need our help to operate? Simple stuff, fine, sell them. I don't care if they kill each other. I honestly don't care. Do not hit them with tomahawks. You're going to start World War III. Peskov saying, like, we're carefully analyzing what you're doing. We're carefully monitoring this. And the problem, and I could go into details on the equipment that we're talking about here, We could train, theoretically, the Ukrainians to use them, but they do not have the, like, basically, they do not have the ships or the platforms that it would take to launch these Tomahawks. So we're either going to have to bring our own in to do it, or we're going to have to somehow repurpose them and move them into the theater of war. Either way, they can't do it without us. They can be, once you have the basic launching equipment, which mostly would come off our ships, but also you can do some land launching, basically. Once they have that, you can pre-program the Tomahawks. Yes, you can. We could teach them how to pre-program the Tomahawks where we wouldn't have to absolutely do it. But the problem with that is it takes away accuracy, and then you run the risk of really hitting civilian areas and not just purely military targets. And oh, God help us, Katie, bar the door. But if we're not doing, in other words, if we were going to launch the Tomahawks, we'd be using our satellites. We would, you know, against an enemy, we'd be using our satellites. We would be using our advanced targeting equipment. They don't have that. And so if we don't let them use that, i.e. that's us using it for, I mean, that's us hitting them. It's us hitting Russia. Even if we sell the Tomahawks to NATO and pretend we're wiping our hands of it, that's us. If we don't do that, you're not going to get the accuracy and you could kill civilians. And that is my biggest fear. The Russians are demanding to know, will Americans help with the launch? And if we don't, how's Ukraine going to do it? We're not going to fool them, folks. They have satellites. We're not going to fool the Russians. Why are we doing this? What do we get? If we're going to risk thermonuclear war, what do we get? What do I get for that? If we win, what do we get? Trump's ego is not as bruised. I mean, I think right now that Trump feels humiliated by Putin defying him and hitting Ukraine. I think Trump is not being told by his briefers that Putin is doing it in retaliation for NATO's strikes on Ukraine, mainly with our equipment and probably with the help of our military. And you even had Mike Flynn, who was Trump's military advisor during the first campaign and a part of his administration until the FBI framed him. By the way, the FBI agents involved in that even said he didn't lie, but it didn't matter. Mike Flynn has been everywhere doing interviews, posting, begging Trump to get an independent team to brief him on the theater, on what is actually going on in Russia, on NATO strikes inside of Russia, and then the retaliation, because Flynn is saying he's not getting all the information. And Mike Flynn isn't just some guy who was in the military. He is the former director of National Intelligence, the DNI, basically this position that Tulsi holds. He did it for Barack Obama. And he's saying Trump is not getting all of the information. Trump is not understanding. Yes, okay, Vladimir Putin did just unleash the biggest can of whoop ass that he has so far in this, you know, on Ukraine. But understand that's after we pummeled them for weeks inside of Ukraine. And again, it's not Zelensky. He doesn't have the ability to do this. He doesn't even have an air force. He doesn't have these missiles. He doesn't have the missile launchers. He doesn't have ships to launch this stuff. He doesn't have any of it. It's us and the Euroweenies. So understand what we're contemplating right now when Trump says we might send Tomahawks. Let me tell you something. When Biden was flirting with that, I lost my mind. It was so dangerous. Even the Biden administration ultimately backed down and said they weren't going to do it because it was so dangerous. And I'm really afraid that Kellogg, on the one hand, is telling Trump, oh, no, it's okay. No big deal. Because Trump's coming out going, oh, we can win it all. Yeah, Ukraine can take land back. Who told you that? Who told you that? That's not real, dude. I hope this is just posturing, because what is going on right now is terrifying. And folks, we need to back out. We have no interest here. The Euroweenies want to put all of us in prison. Half of us who have free speech in this country. I don't see much difference between them and Russia. I really don't. They're all marked, you know. Honestly, I think that they're more Marxist now in Europe than Russia actually actively is. And people are disappearing in the middle of the night in the UK. They come round them up for speech. Same with Europe. Same with Russia. I don't pick a side there. Let them annihilate each other. I don't care. But this is dangerous. And he needs to knock it off. Yeah, so I got Texter's online. Texter writes, hey, Tara, who the blank do you think is flying those F-16s and operating those Patriot batteries in Ukraine? It's us. You cannot pummel Russia, kill civilians, and blow up pipelines inside that country indefinitely as Americans without expecting some kind of pushback. And it's such a shame, too, because I really think we could have gotten you a Ukraine deal if Trump were better briefed on what we're doing there in that theater. And how we really, us, America, are the aggressor. I mean, a lot of what NATO's doing with our equipment can't be done either way. Now, you may say, well, I've tried to reason through this. Maybe Trump does have some idea what we're doing there, and he's trying to intimidate Putin into a deal. But again, at what risk? This isn't our war. I mean, it's great that he wants to try to solve it, and he hates that people are dying, and Trump says all that all the time, but, you know, he's treating like, he talks about it like it's like charity work. Well, you know, I've got to help the homeless. Well, you know, I've got to stop the people dying on the battlefield in Ukraine. Not at the risk of American lives, you don't. No. Mm-mm. Nope. No, you don't. Not if they're in Mexico, we'll talk, but no, they're not. Texter writes, Trump has two nuclear submarines sitting on the coast of Russia. Checkmate. No, not checkmate. This is not Iraq or Afghanistan. Oh, it's okay. He'll be intimidated. Putin will. Why? Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Texter writes, the range of a Tomahawk on a good day is 1,550 miles. I know, I said 1,000, and I know that, but I'm trying to be conservative. I don't want to be inflammatory about it. And look, if you read the summary here, just the technical capability for Tomahawks, the U.S. would have to at least provide initial instruction and train the Ukrainian crews on how to use them. But Tomahawks are primarily sea-launched from MK-41, like vertical launch systems on Navy ships, or air-launched from bombers. Ukraine has no comparable naval assets, and its incoming Ada-class corvettes would need extensive retrofitting, and we'd have to do that. And what Russia is seeing is, if we see you do that, we will count it as if you have launched the Tomahawk at us. So maybe we just leave it alone. How about that? We don't need any more problems. Have a good rest of the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.